Hi, this is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA1.
I'm Marty Johnson reporting. An airliner flying from Dubai to the southern Russian city of Rostov-on-Don crashed early today, killing all 62 people on board. Russia's emergency ministry said the Boeing 737 operated by the Dubai-based budget carrier Fly Dubai was carrying 33 women, 18 men, and 4 children on board. A spokesperson for Fly Dubai addressed the media, expressing the airline's shock and concern for the families of those lost.
As I speak, members of our team are contacting relatives of the passenger and crew who were on board. And we are offering any help that can be offered.
Russia's investigative committee says it believes human error, bad weather, or technical failure may have contributed to the crash. The top suspect in last November's terror attacks on Paris was discharged from a Brussels hospital today, just in time to face official questioning and a fast-track extradition to France. Salah Abdeslam and a suspected accomplice were both shot in an exchange of gunfire with police on Friday. Sven Marie is Abdeslam's lawyer.
Well, I can tell you that he's collaborating with the Belgian justice and that we will refuse the extradition to France.
And the Emergency Defense Council meeting at the Presidential Palace in Paris saw the French Interior Minister calling the 26-year-old capture on Friday an important blow to the terrorist organization Daesh in Europe. The minister says France will continue to equip law enforcement and keep security tight as the threat level remains very high, adding that France must maintain vigilance in proportion to that threat level. This is VOA News. At least 5 people are dead, another 36 wounded by a suicide bomber attacking in Istanbul, Turkey. Dorian Jones reports.
Officials say the Saturday explosion happened on Istiklal Street, a wide boulevard usually full of shoppers and pedestrians at this time of the week. Turkey is already on high alert after recent bombings in the capital, Ankara, claimed by Kurdish rebels. And in the lead-up to the Kurdish Spring celebrations Monday, security forces are continuing a crackdown against the rebel Kurdistan Workers' Party, the PKK, in towns and cities in the predominantly Kurdish southeast of Turkey. During a 2-year peace process between the government and the PKK that collapsed last year, Newroz became a public holiday as part of pro-Kurdish reforms. Dorian Jones of VOA News, Istanbul.
Egyptian authorities say Islamist militants killed at least 13 policemen today in an attack on a checkpoint in the Sinai Peninsula. Egypt's Interior Ministry says a mortar round hit the checkpoint near the Sinai State provincial capital El Arish. The Islamic State militant group claimed responsibility for the attack, saying it deployed a suicide bomber with a car full of explosives. A cruise ship rescued 18 Cuban migrants off the coast of Florida on Friday. The migrants were picked up by the U.S. Coast Guard just west of Marco Island. Actually, they were picked up by Royal Caribbean's Brilliance of the Seas, which was headed for Cozumel, Mexico. The migrants said they had been at sea for 20 days. President Barack Obama travels to Cuba Sunday for an historic visit as the two nations move to normalize relations 55 years after breaking off ties. White House correspondent Mariela Salinas reports.
Despite complaints by Havana, Obama will meet with Cuban dissidents. In a pinnacle moment, he will directly address the Cuban people, recalling a painful past and outlining a promising future. But the Republican-led Congress, which can lift the 55-year embargo on Cuba, is not convinced. To push his U.S.-Cuba policy beyond his final year in office, Obama needs bipartisan support. That's one reason why he is taking a delegation of both Democratic and Republican lawmakers. The White House says Obama's historic trip aims to make the normalization process between the two countries irreversible. Mary Alice Salinas, VOA News, the White House.
A Brazilian Supreme Court justice is blocking former President Luiz Inácio de Lula da Silva from accepting a cabinet appointment that would have helped the ex-leader avoid corruption charges. Late Friday, the Justice Gilmar Mendes said Lula's cabinet post would amount to an act of fraud against the Constitution. Cabinet ministers in Brazil have immunity from prosecution from any other than Supreme Court. I'm Marty Johnson.
That's the latest world news from VOA.